A massive sporting night for English football at the weekend. Liverpool becoming the champions of Europe for the sixth time. They beat Spurs 2-0 in the final on Saturday. Here's a little taste of how the night unfolded.
Mohamed Salah, who had to go off early in the Champions League final 1 year ago in Kiev. Here, in the second minute, he's going to take a penalty left-footed and scores! Lloris dives to his left but couldn't stop it. It was struck with too much pace by Mohamed Salah. And Liverpool are in front with 2 minutes on the clock. A controversial penalty award. And it's Flick Gomez and then over the top of the back post. What a chance. Son was standing just next to the post. And when it was nodded down to him...
Offside.
The flag was up into the near post. Son got his head to it. Van Dijk swung a leg at it. It was blocked. Then a challenge on the edge of the box. Origi, left-footed shot. He scored! As Jurgen Klopp shakes hands with the beaten Maurizio Pochettino, and Liverpool's players, all of them, race onto the field. Some of them can't believe it. It's the Liverpool players who've dropped to the turf. They've won the Champions League. They're European champions for the sixth time. It's been a long wait for Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool to find success. But they've got there in the end, and they've got there with the biggest trophy of all.
Let's talk about six, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about six.
Well, the sports journalist and Liverpool fan Stephen Beacon with us this morning. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now that my team has won, and the long-suffering Spurs fan, unlucky Brendan Mulgrew.
Morning, Stephen. Did you have to play that whole clip again to bring it all back?
It was a terrible match, Stephen.
It was an absolutely shocking game of football, wasn't it? But who cares? Ultimately, Liverpool won the cup for the sixth time. Six times Liverpool have been European champions. That is just incredible. The game itself, no one's going to remember that. What Liverpool fans will remember are the celebrations afterwards. And yesterday in Liverpool was just incredible. 750,000 people turned out for the homecoming parade. And Jordan Henderson lifting that trophy on Saturday night, that's now an iconic image. Unlucky for Spurs. I've got to be honest, Brent, I thought Spurs were better on the night. But Liverpool were more clinical and got the job done. I think that extra bit of European experience saw Liverpool through. And I hope for your sake, Brent, and Spurs can come back from this. And Liverpool will kick on. I think there's more trophies now in Liverpool, Stephen, going forward.
Spurs just didn't turn up, Brendan.
Well, actually, if breaking down the match by statistics, Spurs had more possession. You know, ultimately, they did muster some shots on goal in the second half. But it was a flat match overall, maybe that was inevitable coming off the back of the two semi-finals, which were just breathtaking. And, you know, you couldn't keep up with events on the pitch. So Saturday was sort of pedestrian by comparison. And my worry as a Spurs fan would be that, you know, the Spurs got to the final, first ever time in a Champions League final. If Liverpool almost get there, they're expected to be in the latter stages of that competition. I don't know when Spurs will be back in the final of a Champions League again. And I think that was our big chance to do it in this current period and this current phase with this team. And I hope the team stays together. And it does look like Pochettino will stay there. And I certainly hope he does. And Spurs need to win trophies as well and need to be competing for the Premiership and back in the latter stages of the Champions League. And it just was so disappointing from a Spurs fan on Saturday night that, you know, they can't play much better than that. There was two versions of Spurs. And Saturday night, we sort of got the flat, slow version, and the game itself reflected that. And I think the game itself was a pity that that the competition ended up the way it did. But, you know, Liverpool fans won't care about that. So congratulations, Steve, and all the Liverpool fans as well. They're a joy to watch. Klopp's a joy.
He just oozes charisma, Klopp, Stephen, doesn't he? He just oozes it. He's got charm. He's got charisma. He's just incredible, Jurgen Klopp.
Steve. He's a very, very special man, and he is an extraordinary manager. What he has done for that team is just incredible. Stephen, the football that Liverpool play, it wasn't great on Saturday night, but it's exhilarating to watch. And Klopp, as a man, he gets Liverpool Football Club. He gets what that team is all about. He's very, very close to the fans, but he has got that humour as well, and he's got that humility, and he's just loved now by the Liverpool supporters. And I think other supporters, like Brenton was saying there, they can respect him and appreciate him as well, because he's just a joy to see interviewed. He's a joy whenever he's on the pitch hugging and kissing his players, and just his relationship and the chemistry that he has with the fans. It's wonderful to see.
About that chemistry with the fans, we'll say thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Brenda, because that chemistry with the fans is very much personified in what you're about to hear, because there's one fan in particular who touched the hearts of manager Jurgen Klopp and his team. This man's name is Dave Evans, and Dave was hoping to have watched the match in Madrid with his wife Liz. They had booked a hotel room, they'd done all of that type of stuff. But 44-year-old Dave was diagnosed then suddenly with bile duct cancer and is now in a hospice in New Zealand. He emigrated to New Zealand just before Christmas. Life took a very quick turn because doctors told him he wouldn't be alive by the time the match was on. But 3.5 weeks ago, he was told he had only 2 weeks to live. So they told him he wouldn't get to see the match. And before Christmas, he was completely healthy. Well, I'm delighted to say that he fought, and he did get to watch the match. I've been speaking to Dave and his wife Liz from his hospice bed over the weekend, and I asked Dave how it felt for him to see his team lift the European trophy for the sixth time.
Yeah, fantastic. It was a feeling I've been looking forward to for the last couple of weeks. As everyone knows, my diagnosis with my cancer, it's just a goal to get to this game. So to actually see it, yeah, it's fantastic.
Did it matter that it wasn't the greatest of games, Dave?
Not to me, no. At the end of the day, we got the two goals that we needed. Yeah, it wasn't the best game in the world, but how many cup finals are. But we did the job, two goals. I couldn't be happier.
And how would you sum up this side? Just what it was about this side this year?
They've been phenomenal. Got to take my hats off, my hat to Jurgen Klopp at the end of the day. He's done a In the 3.5 years that he's been there, he's done an absolutely amazing job. But this year alone, they've been phenomenal, and extremely unlucky not to win the league, only for Man City to be as good as us, if not that little bit better. But yeah, phenomenal is the only word I can describe this team.
Because tonight, had they not have won, of course, it would have been just the nearly team, wouldn't it? And that's why this was so important.
It was, yeah. I totally agree with you on that. It has been for the last couple of seasons. It's always been the nearly team. And this season, I'd like to say, I think it was very important for us to win this game and to put home a bit of silverware for the fans, really.
Tottenham weren't really at it, were they?
No, the last 20 minutes, I think they sort of come alive and had a fair few chances on goal. And it's, I think I've got a few nails left, but not many.
And were you nervous during it or what?
I wasn't really to start with. The second half, sort of the last 25 minutes, half an hour, got a little bit nervous. Liz was nervous for most of the game, I think. but mine was sort of the last 20, about half an hour, I would say. I got a little bit edgy.
The doctors, Dave, said that you might not see this match.
That's very true. Three weeks ago, they gave me 2 weeks to live. So yeah, they didn't expect me to be here today, but I've fought, and I weren't giving up, and I'm still not giving, even though this day has now come and we'll be gone tomorrow. I'm still not going to give up. I'm still be fighting and fighting and fighting. So.
Your story is scary, but also a lesson to us all that none of us know what is around the corner. So you're 44 and emigrated to New Zealand just before Christmas.
Just before December the 19th.
And no heads up that anything was wrong, right?
No, nothing at all. Not until sort of middle of February.
What did you notice in February?
I had a bit of a stomachache. So went to the doctors. He done a few blood tests. Come back that the blood tests were clear. They were a little bit high, but nothing major, nothing to worry about. And he got me a gastroenterology appointment. And then I had to have a scan. And that's why they sent me to the hospital. So I carried out. He had the scan. We got that done early. That come back February the 4th, that was. And then still kept the appointment with the gastro on the 23rd of February. And 22nd of February. And that's when I was told that I had this 12-centimetre tumour in the liver. And it was incurable.
How did the blood test come back clear if you had that tumour growing inside you?
They were slightly clear. I'm not 100% sure because my wife knows a little bit more about this, unfortunately. I was all a little bit of a blur to me. But the blood test come down. They could have come back slightly high. It wasn't exactly clear, but it never flagged up anything. It kind of flagged up my bilirubins, they're called. I don't know a lot about them, but that was slightly high on my blood test. And it's to do with the liver function. But this cancer that I've got doesn't show up until really, really the last stage. You're talking stage 4 of the cancer. And it's very quick. And also what is the telltale sign is your jaundice. It all starts within your eyes and around your eyes. And that's what started coming up as yellow.
And you've got to then try somehow to get your head around... You're in your 40s. Like, I'm in my 40s, and you kind of think it's irrational, but you kind of think you'll get sick maybe in your 60s or your 70s, or you'll get a little bit of forewarning. And you've got to then get your head around someone telling you you've weeks to live, Dave.
Yeah, very difficult. It's been hard. It's been a difficult road. But we've got through it. Well, we say we've got through it. We've got through it the best we can. We've dealt with each day as it comes. One step at a time, doing some videos and sort of keeping people's spirits up as well as ours. It's helping us. All I can do is one day at a time. It was a massive, massive shock. I'm not going to sit and deny that for both of us, or for the whole family, really.
And how do you keep yourself calm, Dave? How do you keep yourself, I guess,
I don't know, to be fair. I'm generally quite a laid-back, calm person. I don't generally let things phase me. So I'm more the calm one, and Liz is more the one that sort of goes off at the deep end sometimes. I just feel that I've got to be strong, got to take, like I say, each day as it comes and just deal with whatever's put in front of me. That's all I can do.
The Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, sent you a message just before the game. Let's have a listen to it again.
Hi, Dave. Jurgen Klopp here from Liverpool in a moment, like an hour before we leave to Madrid. I've heard about your story, and of course it's something really, it's really difficult to take it, even for me, but I heard you are an unbelievable fighter, and the only thing I can tell you is we think of you. You are really with us. That's the only message I want to give to you, and that you fought so hard. I could now make comparisons to what the team did over the year, but it's more than football. It's about life, and the only thing what we tried to do the whole year is to give people some hope, some joy, good moments to remember, and we share these moments this season, or let's say for the 3.5 years since I'm in, we share these experiences. That makes us actually friends. I wish you from the bottom of my heart all the best, and I'm Christian, so see you.
What did that mean to you, Dave?
The whole interview, I felt that it was more about me as a person and life in general than it was about football. Which I thought was quite nice. And then the bit at the end, the Christian bit, he feels that he'll see me again on the other side. And that's one of our beliefs.
It just sounded genuine from him, didn't it? It sounded like he meant it.
Massively, he did mean it. There was definitely from the bottom of his heart, he could tell that just by the way he was coming across and the way he was speaking and the words, some of the words he used.
When I go on WhatsApp.
I can hear your wife in the background, Liz. Would you mind if I spoke to her?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Sorry, hi.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm still buzzing, actually. I'm really, really excited. I'm just so happy that they've won this cup. I took some videos of Dave while he was watching it, and I just kept saying, come on, Liverpool, you've got to do this for my boy. You've got to do it for him. Please do this for Dave. And then they scored for the second time. I thought I was going to have to scrape all me, Dave, his brother and our neighbour off the ceiling. We were just so excited. So, yeah, we're buzzing. It's amazing.
Where have you been watching the match? Where are you?
We're in the hospice in Hamilton in New Zealand. So they've got a lounge room here. And fortunately for us, they've got a version of Sky Sports on their TV in New Zealand. So we've been watching it there.
And of course, Liz, some people predicted that your husband wouldn't get to see the match, and he did.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky that we've got him today. Very lucky. And the past couple of weeks, we've had a couple of scares. You know, we thought we were going to lose him the other night. And then we also thought 2 weeks ago we were going to lose him on the day that we were told that he'd got 2 weeks left on that second week day, like doom day as we call it. Dave was taken into hospital seriously in real bad pain, and that was the day that we came to hospice. So a lot of people were expecting that Dave wasn't going to make it, and to be honest,
so how has he made it? How has he defied the odds?
How has he defied the odds? Because he's got belief. He's got a belief, and he has to remain positive. And he set a goal, and his goal was he was going to force himself to live and to watch this Champions League game. And this was his goal. Liverpool was his passion, his football team. And he wanted to just wait just for them, just to win this. And all our friends said, we just hope he lives to see this. And he has done. And now he's going to set another goal. We've got our friends are doing a bike ride in July from Coventry to the New Zealand Embassy in London. So, and that's July the, I think it's the 17th or 18th. It's going to take them about 3 to 5 days to do that. So that's Dave's next goal, to watch them do that. And hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, Dave will be here to see that. You know, we're under no illusion. We've got to take this one day at a time. We really have, you know. He's a very, very poorly man. And we're just really grateful, you know, that. And I'm really grateful that I've still got my husband. I am. Sorry, I was nearly crying then, but I'm really, really grateful. Really grateful.
How did the Liverpool team, Liz, hear about what happened?
So I'd set it as my mission that because Dave really wanted to go to Madrid from the new year, and we'd got some savings from when we moved over, he said for our joint birthday presents and for Valentine's Day that we'd like, you know, that he'd like to, for us both to go to Madrid. But then when we found out that Dave couldn't go because of being terminally ill, I then thought, well, yeah, we can watch it on the TV, but I just wanted to get more people involved. I felt that because this was Dave's goal to live, I just decided to take it upon myself to ask players to send him a message to give him that little bit more hope and to push him to live. And I never expected it at all. To get this far, I really didn't. I went on Instagram and started that, and then I went on Facebook.
And I bet we couldn't believe that Jurgen Klopp was sending that message.
You wouldn't believe it because I actually spoke to Jurgen Klopp's PA, and they asked for my phone number, and they WhatsApped me the video, so I was the very first person to see it.
I'm sure that's special to you both.
Well, what happened was, so Laura, the reporter, she was live on my other phone, and then on my New Zealand phone, I watched. So I was like, oh my God, it's... And Dave was like asleep, but I screamed, and then I started crying listening to the video. Two nurses ran in thinking that there's something wrong with Dave, and I'm like, oh, no, 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 Dave's fine. We've just got a video from Jurgen Klopp. And they were like, all right, okay. And I was like, no, he's fine, you can go, sort of thing. And then Dave was like, oh, my God, babe, I can't believe that we've actually... Look what you've done. He was like, I just can't believe how big that this has got. And then... Like to my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook has just gone. It's worldwide. Someone sent me a message the other day saying, "Oh, hi. I just want to say hello from Vietnam because I've just heard about you and your husband." And then a lady from San Francisco sent me a message. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
There's a lot of love there.
Lot of love, compassion. People just embraced us completely. And
Liz, thank you so much for talking to us. Do you mind if I talk to Dave just one more time?
Yeah, of course you can.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hiya.
Hi, Dave. Dave, I just wanted to give you an opportunity. Jurgen Klopp sent you a message. Why don't you send a message to the Liverpool team and indeed Jurgen Klopp as well? And tell them, obviously this game is, we understand why it was so important for you to see the game. Why don't you send a message to the team? What would you say to them?
Yeah, they gave me hope. Give me some more, because I've made this goal of actually seeing them. I've now got, they've helped me achieve that goal of seeing this game and then moving on to my next goal or however well I see myself in another, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, although it is a day at a time, but they've helped me believe, and I couldn't be any more proud of the team. And moving forward, there is massive things to come for Liverpool FC.
Dave, thank you very much, and I wish you all the best, sir. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Well, that very much puts everything into perspective, doesn't it? There's a man who, before Christmas, emigrated, had a whole life ahead of him, was looking forward to the match, and then he's told by doctors, you've got 2 weeks to live. It just shows you, doesn't it?